It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-October, October 17th and 18th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday, October 17th, we air at 9 o'clock, right at 9:05, right after the 9 o'clock news. And if you're listening to this on Sunday, the 18th, we air at 7:05. And this is the weekend of the Delta Dental Half Marathon, which runs from Hopkinton, New Hampshire to Concord, New Hampshire. And it is live, socially distanced, various starting times. So I just want to give a big shout-out to Dr. Joe Arante, who joined me last weekend, October 10th and 11th, talking about dentistry as part of essential health. And just as a reminder, it's perfectly safe to go to the dentist. In fact, our claims, Northeast Delta Dental claims in July, August, and September, or approximated or actually exceeded at times the pre-COVID norm of March 16th, when the ADA announced that only emergencies could be seen, and that changed in New Hampshire on May 11th. And I'm happy to report that people are confidently going back to the dentist. And if you haven't been, please do so. It's very, very safe. This weekend, we're switching gears a tad from dentistry, and we're talking about the Concord Young Professionals Network, although I know these young professionals go to the dentist. And with me this weekend is Erin Scheich, who is the Assistant Vice President of Community Relations for CATCH Neighborhood Housing in Concord. But basically what we're talking about today is the Concord Young Professionals Network. But I think if you could, for the benefit of Rosemary and for all of us, why don't you talk a little bit about the mission and goals of CATCH and CATCH. And we have one of my my CFO, Frank Boucher, actually goes to many of the CATCH meetings, and for many years I was involved with it as well. So, Erin, why don't you tell us what you do there as well as what the mission of CATCH is?
Sure, I would love to. And thank you so much again for inviting me to participate on this awesome show.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you. I've been working for CATCH Neighborhood Housing now for about 7 years. My role has changed a little bit over the course of time, and CATCH has certainly changed a lot. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary. So CATCH develops affordable rental housing throughout Merrimack County. We're based here in Concord. We have about 349 affordable housing units throughout the county. So we generally serve the low to moderate income population, so lots of our workforce families throughout the county. Our most recent development was a 45-unit mill redevelopment up in Franklin, which is absolutely beautiful. And it was a little bit out of our normal wheelhouse, but it was a great project, and we are looking forward to doing more work in the future.
Awesome, and thank you for being part of that. Now, you went to college in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So how did you make your way to New Hampshire? And I'm hoping you're here for the long run.
Yes, I absolutely love New Hampshire with no plans to leave anytime soon.
Nice.
Yes, I went to school in Wisconsin. When I graduated, it was in 2012, and the economy was in not such a great place. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I grew up, which, you know, still debatable at this point.
You're doing great, though. Go ahead.
Thank you. So one of my professors before I graduated mentioned AmeriCorps, which is an awesome national service program. And I ended up looking into the VISTA program, which stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And it's a one-year commitment. There's programs all over the United States. It's a one-year volunteer program with a specific nonprofit. And I ended up with Harbor Homes and the Partnership for Successful Living in Nashua, which is an awesome group of nonprofits. They work a little bit in the housing field, but social services kind of across the board. And I learned a ton about development, both in the construction world, but also in development and fundraising. And I found that I had a real passion for both of those things. So I finished up that service year, and then I discovered, fortunately, that CATCH Neighborhood Housing was hiring. So it was a very good match.
Wow. So So tell us about your college experience. So what college did you go to in Wisconsin? And did you think, I think your degree was in communication. Were you thinking that you might be sort of an expert in fundraising? Or just tell us about your college experience.
Sure. I went to a small liberal arts school called Ripon College, which I always tell people that's actually where Harrison Ford went, which is like our claim to fame.
Wow.
Yep. It's
that's a nice
very
claim
small
to fame.
Town. Yeah. I did major in communication. I also studied nonprofit business management there. And what I really did and what I kind of majored in was in events. And we got to create some awesome fundraising events to focus on local nonprofits. And that's kind of really what I found as my passion was events, which translated into my job now. And also through the Concord Young Professionals Network, I love putting on events for different kinds of things. So that was a good fit. I had a great college experience and thought it was great.
That's awesome, because Wisconsin's a really nice. I visit there when I go out to see Delta Dental of Wisconsin, our sister company out there, and it's a nice area. So we're glad to have you here. And so tell us, a lot of people find fundraising, and I do a lot of that in my capacity as chair of the New Hampshire Business Committee for the Arts, and many over the years, many not-for-profits, and I know sometimes it can be challenging to ask. So what's your secret to success in terms of fundraising? And then after you answer that, I'd like to ask you how you've sort of pivoted sort of in our virtual world, because some of the staples of fundraising, whether it's, a gala, whether it's, a golf tournament, whether it's a road race, we've had to curtail many of those. So tell us first, what do you think your secret is to fundraising? Because that's certainly a challenging field.
Sure. I mean, I'll start by saying I never in a million years would have pictured myself as a fundraiser. I think a lot of people find something they're passionate about, and then they find it's a little bit easier to ask someone for support if they can convince the other people why they think something is so important. So for me, I have a firsthand, knowledge as a young person in New Hampshire. Housing is really hard to come by, no matter what your income is. Talking to my neighbor or my friend or even some of my colleagues about housing is a little bit easier because we all certainly have that shared common experience. So I think being able to talk to someone about something you're passionate about or talking about the receiver of the services that you're fundraising for makes it certainly a lot easier.
Yeah, and so it's helpful to have passion for the topic and also a topic that everybody can relate to, because just as you said, housing is expensive, whether you make a good salary or not. It's a challenge for, most people, so probably people can relate to that. But even with that, you must have some sort of special talent because, when I do fundraising, there's a number of ones I've done for human services, food insecurity and homelessness, and obviously, people understand the importance of that. But also when I do fundraising from the Hampshire Business Committee for the Arts, people understand that, arts are important. So there's so many good initiatives and good causes in New Hampshire. So how do you differentiate catch from someone you might be talking with who just said, well, I just had a visit from the Red Cross, or, I just had a visit from Ellen Groh about, homelessness, whatever. How do you differentiate that?
Sure. So I completely agree with you. I think Concord is almost like nonprofit central. There are so many amazing nonprofits, and some of my friends work for other extremely worthy nonprofits throughout our state. And I would just say, I think a lot of the issues are very interconnected, and we always talk about at Catch how housing is really affected by so many other things. Food insecurity is extremely relevant right now, especially with a lot of people either unemployed or underemployed and many other health challenges. And I would just say that home is really where a lot of things start and where people feel the safest. I mean, I'm still working from home half the time, and I know certainly a lot of businesses may or may not have their staff in the office right now too, so I think we're all kind of coming to appreciate our homes even more. So that's That's kind of where I would put home. It's interconnected with all of these issues, but it's also where I think we all feel comfortable.
Yeah, and you're wise beyond your years, because that's one thing I've learned over the years, you know, food insecurity, homelessness, you know, drug addiction, home, you know, not having affordable housing. Everything is connected, and when I did some fundraising for the Friendly Kitchen, for example, you know, I learned, you know, that there are a lot of families that are, you know, one paycheck away from, you know, homelessness or food insecurity. So I like the way you made that connection. Aaron, believe it or not, we're coming up to commercial break, and we really haven't talked about the young professionals. I promise you I will get to that after commercial break. However, I'm just so you can be thinking about this, I'm going to ask you about Stay, Work, Play and the fact that you're a blogger for Stay, Work, Place, and so be thinking about that over commercial break. Tom Raffio with Aaron Shike, who will be talking about the Concord Young Professionals Network as well as Catch and Stay, Work, Play after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of October 17th and 18th, the weekend of the Delta Dental Half Marathon, Hopkinton, New Hampshire to Concord, New Hampshire. It's kind of a play on Boston, Hopkinton, Mass to Boston, except our half is live. It's not the virtual. It will be properly socially distanced at various start times with a starting mat. It's actually pretty cool. So this weekend is Aaron, with me is Aaron Shike, who works for Catch and Fund Development and does a great job there and has done well with her degree in communication as well as the, her business management nonprofit degree at Ripon College in Wisconsin, the College of Harrison Ford, one of my favorite actors, so that sort of stirred my interest there. And we will really truly get to the Concord Young Professionals Network, but before we do that, obviously we want younger people to stay in New Hampshire. Stay, Work, Play was developed and basically to promote that New Hampshire is a favorable place for your young colleagues and recent college graduates to stay, work, and play. So I understand you're a volunteer blogger. So tell us, you know, what you blog about.
Sure. So I've been blogging for Stay, Work, Play, I think, for over 2 years now. I just happened to stumble across, I think it was their Facebook page, and they were making a call to action, basically, you know, if you love New Hampshire, like, here's one way you could give back and talk about why you love the state and, you know, new and interesting things to do. And they just so happened to be looking for food bloggers. At the beginning, they called it Eat, Drink, Play, but my column is now called The Taste. So I basically get to write a monthly article about a new restaurant or a new brewery or, you know, these days it's usually takeout or something you can do at home. But it's just a really fun way for me to kind of explore New Hampshire in one way or another and talk about some things that I've found interesting, and I hope people find it valuable.
Awesome. And, of course, Stay, Work, Play has a number of events that they get behind, including the, you know, the Rising Stars Award. So thank you for doing that. And so has the blogging, have you pivoted a little bit given that in terms of our virtual world, I have found in some of my other work that, for example, I mean, Dartmouth Hitchcock is now getting some opportunities for some physicians and surgeons that might normally would have wanted to work in Boston or New York City, but because of now COVID, you know, that they would rather settle in that case, you know, the Hanover area. So do you think it's, I think it's always going to be a challenge. I think until you live here, and if you're a hiker and a skier and you're still close to the ocean, if you want to go to Boston, you're only an hour away. Until you, though, you know, have some kids and are raising a family, like, you don't realize how super duper it is. So what are some of the challenges, and has COVID made it slightly easier for you, or is it still a challenge? In terms
of, I would say both.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Sure. So I would say I think we've all come to appreciate our access to the outdoors, and it's one of certainly the reasons that I love New Hampshire so much. So I feel like New Hampshire has a great message to share with people considering moving here, that we have great cities, we have great outdoor amenities in all of those cities, but you also have amazing access to the ocean, the mountains, you know, all the things you were talking about. So I think it's harder because some of our, you know, small businesses are struggling, but they're struggling all over the country. So I would say it's kind of, I would still say it's both.
Got it. And it probably always will be for that sort of economic reason. But in terms of COVID, it's probably, at least perception-wise, and it may be statistically as well, you know, safer in New Hampshire than, you know, the big cities. So that may be something that we could, you know, play up. And then before we get to the young professionals, in your role as directing the fundraising at Catch, events like the comedy and others that may now have to be virtual, how have you pivoted the organization so you're still able to get some aspects of those fundraisers, including sponsorship? So what have been some of your techniques?
Sure. So I was extremely lucky. We had our fundraiser for this past fiscal year was March 13th. So it was about 2 days before the governor declared everything basically closed. So I have thanked every, you know, God, whoever you believe in, that we got that in.
Right in before, you know, it's funny because I actually had board meetings right before March 16th, like the week that the NBA postponed its season, at least until now the bubble. And boy, I feel that same sense of it wasn't any sort of planning. It was just a little bit of luck. But, of course, you leverage it, so take credit
yes.
for it.
Yes, and before I forget, Northeast Delta Dental was also a sponsor for that event, so thank you.
As we always, yeah. And it's one of the, you know, it's definitely one of the best events. So thinking ahead, I mean, it may be, you know, at some point there'll be a vaccine, but I know it will still be, people are still somewhat reticent for attending events. I know, like, the BIA about a month ago tried to put on an event that had some pretty big players speaking, and, you know, only about 10% of the people showed up that said they were going to show up. And so thinking ahead to the possibility that even into 2021 and maybe virtual, I'm assuming you've been strategically planning, you know, some alternatives?
Sure. So we have not settled on our fundraiser for this next year yet. I have a great community group of committee members who are helping me plan that, and we 100% agree. You know, it's just not going to be feasible to have, you know, 300 people in a conference room for an event or put on a show at the Capitol Center. I'm not really sure what our event will look like, but we definitely want to keep the safety of all of our wonderful partners and donors in mind as we go forward. So I think it will be virtual, but I'm not quite sure what that looks like yet.
So now we go to Concord Young Professionals. So in looking and preparing for this, you know, I was at the year when the Young Professionals won one of the awards from the Concord Chamber, and you've been around for a lucky 13 years, and some of the events, for example, the one at the Motor Speedway, this was pre-COVID, obviously, you can't mingle as much with other young professionals. At least if you do, you have to be limited and socially distanced. So how have you, let's do this. Start with a little bit on the Concord Young Professionals and then talk about, you know, where you stand sort of in our new virtual world.
Sure. So the mission of the Concord Young Professionals Network is to offer networking, community involvement, and social opportunities for young people, we generally say, in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So we try to be open to everyone. In pre-COVID, we scheduled monthly networking events, you know, the third Wednesday of every month at local businesses or nonprofits or any kind of community gathering space to help promote those local organizations, but also to give people a chance to connect. I think one of the best things that SIPN does for people is to, you know, open up that opportunity to meet new people and to make connections in various ways. And COVID has really put a damper on all of those things because they're not really possible right now. So we kind of took the month of, I think, March and April off just to kind of figure out what we could possibly do. A lot of people, even back then, were a little burnt out on Zoom and, you know, trying to figure out how to work from home with kids and with people reimagining their jobs and how their workplaces look like. So we went in a couple different directions. So we had always wanted to create some kind of an online community. SIPN does have a web page on the Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce website, but we had always wanted to make that more interactive and a chance for people to share things, things like job opportunities, hiking groups, you know, running groups, books that might be relevant, volunteer opportunities, but we could never really figure out how to do that. So when we really took the toll from COVID, we created a Facebook group called SIPN Connects, and anybody can find that and join us. There's a couple hundred people in there right now, and it's really a great community platform for all of the things that I just listed. This interview is coming out in October, and I think SIPN has done a great job of promoting civic engagement at this point for in numerous ways. Young people have really answered the call to volunteer at the polls, especially in the primary, so we're trying to get more young people engaged in the things that are really going on in the world these days. So that was a great platform for that. We've also still kept up with our monthly volunteering at the Friendly Kitchen. So we serve dinner monthly at the Friendly Kitchen, which is Concord's community soup kitchen. So
yeah, right down the street from Delta Dental. And I've noticed, yep. It seems like, and kind of what your point you made before commercial break with all the connection between, you know, homelessness and everything else, but it seems like the crowds are bigger than ever there.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
So the website, the chamber website is ConcordNHChamber.com. So ConcordNHChamber, all one word, .com. So within that, people could find information on the Young Professionals Network, plus they have this other avenue that you described. Is that correct?
So our webpage is concordnhchamber.com/CYPN.
Nice.
Yep, and so there's a link to the Facebook group there as well.
So if you, so you've been here roughly since 2012, so you're starting to be a, can almost start using the word veteran. So
almost.
And I'm sure you've mentored some, I mean, you're really young, but I'm sure there are younger folks and you've probably mentored them. So what have you learned from being with SIPN, and what would you, if you, if some young person, like you said, 20s, 30s, and 40s is listening, and many people, believe it or not, listen to local radio, what advice would you give them, and would you tell them to try it out?
Absolutely. I first got involved in SIPN kind of on a whim. I had a colleague who told me what it was, but I didn't quite understand what it was, I think. And I will say my first ever SIPN networking event was at NHPR, I think at least 3 years ago, probably more like four. And I am still friends with three of the people that I met.
Wow.
Vividly that night. It is just such a welcoming community organization. And I just love how all of our events are free. There's no barriers, we hope, to coming to our events. We hope to continue with virtual events so people can continue coming to our virtual trivia or whatever we come up with in the next couple of months to keep people engaged. So I love how welcoming it is. I know firsthand that moving to New Hampshire and trying to find people outside of work is, frankly, pretty hard. And this just gives such a great platform for meeting new people of all backgrounds.
Great. You are such a great ambassador for Concord. You're a great ambassador for the Young Professionals Network and the way you described it, and I really enjoyed, you know, reading your article on the Capital Connection. So the website is ConcordNHChamber.com, all one word. Aaron, thank you for joining me this weekend, and you covered everything. You covered Catch, you covered Stay, Work, Play, and you covered SIPN. So thank you very much, and you're a credit to New Hampshire, and I'm hoping you're staying here forever, because long after I'm gone, we want this still to be the, you know, the best place to, you know, to live and stay, workplace. So thank you very much, Aaron.
Thank you so much, Tom.